YDOT makes the County 10 podcast possible. Wyoming Department of Transportation reminds you to always buckle your seatbelt. It takes half a second. It's the easiest way to save lives in the event of a crash. Stats are overwhelming. Seatbelts save lives. Buckle up every time. And thanks to YDOT for making the show possible. County 10 podcast also made possible by the great folks at Rendezvous Dental. Dr. Crane, Dr. Sackett, back open, accepting new patients. They're at 312 North 8th West. Top-notch staff, state-of-the-line techniques and technology. They're moving into that new building at Sunset and North 8th West very soon. Book an appointment today for a teeth cleaning or a total mouth makeover. They can do it for you at Rendezvous Dental. And the County 10 podcast made possible by Elevate Rehab Hand and Orthopedic Physical Therapy. Don't live in pain or discomfort. Stop in to Elevate Rehab. They treat conditions affecting the entire body. Return to work training. They've got the only two certified hand therapists in Lander. They're at 4th and Main in Lander next to the Verizon store. And they're seeing patients in Dubois on Tuesdays and Thursdays. That's Elevate Rehab.
This is the County 10 Podcast from the Porter's 10Cast Studio. Here's Jared Anderson.
All right, it is the County 10 Podcast. We are in our Porter's 10Cast Studio. I'm Jared Anderson, and I'm pleased to be joined by Becky Parker from the Fremont County Suicide Prevention Task Force. You've got a lot of different titles, Becky, as you just walked in and introduced yourself to everybody. So I kind of want you to introduce yourself, if you don't mind. What's your job descriptions? What all do you do in the community?
Well, I'm the clinical director for Fremont Counseling. I've been with the agency for 20 years now. And during that time, I have done a lot of substance abuse work, mental health work, perform the Title 25 evaluations for both the county and the tribe. So a lot of after hours work is a lot of what is required, that, you know, for all of that. But then on the side, what I, you know, I'm for the job, I'm involved with the Suicide Prevention Task Force, also the Prevention Partnership, which is a group that's all the different prevention organizations throughout the entire county and reservation that we meet and talk about what we're trying to do to coordinate our efforts,
yeah,
and be a big group. So that's been a long time in the making, getting a single group to get together. And Kristen Benson has been our kind of our, I guess, president, chairperson for the last year and a half.
Mm-hmm.
And she's done a lot of really great work with getting all the groups together, as well as Tana has done so as well. And Tana's our prevention person that the county has hired, and her name is Tana Grimsmith. She works out of the public health office. So worked with a lot of these folks over the years. I also am on the board for the domestic violence and PAWS. So I keep myself kind of busy. But at heart with my job, it's suicide prevention.
Yeah, yeah. You're doing a lot for the community. Are you from here originally?
No, I moved here 20 years ago.
Okay.
Yeah, moved here for a job at Fremont Counseling.
Interesting. Where are you from originally?
All over.
Oh, fair enough then. Yeah.
I was in Alaska before I come in here.
Okay, very good. Very good. Interesting transition there, I'm sure. But what drew you to this kind of work and giving back in so many different ways?
The mind fascinates me.
Mm-hmm.
The way it processes things and how you can have two people in the exact same situation and have different responses.
Mm-hmm.
And one can develop PTSD, post-traumatic stress disorder, and one, you know, maybe a little bit of anxiety initially, but goes on in no further effects. And so the mind has always fascinated me, but I also have to say is I come by it naturally. When I was in middle school, we drove to a county over. We lived in Maryland, and my mom was a social work psychology student. And so she got her degrees. And then my grandmother, when we were younger, she went to Lael University, I believe it was, outside St. Louis area.
Okay.
And she got her doctorate in psychology. And so I kind of come by it naturally. There's a lot in my family who are either social workers or counselors.
Interesting. Very interesting. I will get more into the local stuff, and I know there's a big fundraiser coming up, but there certainly it feels like over the last maybe decade or so has been more emphasis on mental health and recognizing mental health as a thing that's almost or equally as important as physical health. Do you see that here happening locally? Do you see that across the nation?
It's one of those things, the stigma to mental health is still, it's still thriving.
Uh-huh.
It's not as bad as it was 20 years ago, but we still have people that want to come in through the back of the building. They don't want their cars seen at our offices. But then we've got other people who, you know, they acknowledge their mental health. They talk about, you know, what has bothered them. And that right there, that is what has helped over the years to decrease the stigma, mm-hmm. is that people are saying, hey, I have it, you know, I've got depression or I've got this. And as, you know, and a lot of the actors and famous people, I mean, when they complete suicide, then it brings that to the surface for a period of time. But it seems like that's the only thing that brings that to the forefront. Whereas, you know, we look at Fremont County and we have our statistics that go up and down over the years. And, you know, we had, for us, our county, we had a low year in 2018. But that's not so for the years surrounding that with people that have completed suicide. And when we have something in town where it's somebody that somebody was really close to, then that kind of brings it to the surface around here for a short period of time. But within about a month, 2 months, it dies down. And so that's why we are thankful to Taco John's that every May, for the last, I think it's like 4 years now, they have done a fundraiser where they basically, if you drive, you go into their store or drive through, and they'll ask if you want to donate to suicide prevention, to our local task force. This money stays in our community. Mm-hmm. It's used for all over Fremont County and, you know, and the reservation to basically combat and try to prevent suicide.
Yeah.
Because one suicide affects so many people.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
not just one person. It's not just the person. It's the ripple effects are tremendous. And we've seen it over the years with different clusters. When you have one person and how it affects, you know, like in the middle schools, in schools a few years back, we had too many mm-hmm. in a month and a half time frame. And it was just like, it just sparked and it kept going. And the one that I heard about that developed, that caused the people to come together and to create the Suicide Prevention Task Force for Fremont County was the cluster that occurred out on the reservation, I think in the late 80s.
Mm.
And yeah. so that's what brought that task force here. And it's amazing that we're still here and we're still working. But people don't see us because, some people don't want to see us.
Interesting.
Because we do last few years we've done a 5K. We didn't do it this year because, COVID has been, it's been bad for mental health, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
A lot of people, are being isolated, and one of the big issues for them is isolation.
Mm-hmm.
And so when you have people that have issues with depression, domestic violence in the home, and so it's like right now as things are starting to slow down with COVID and we're starting to open things back up, we're seeing more calls for both people that have attempted suicide or that are having suicidal ideation, or people coming forward and getting help with the alliance because of domestic violence. But initially with COVID, when we basically our state started shutting down, our calls weren't as, there wasn't a big increase or something. But then the last, probably like 6 weeks is our calls have increased. And it's just not that they're increased, but the severity of them are increasing.
Interesting.
So, It's one of these things where I sit on these so many different areas that I see the effects of how the different trends affect, domestic violence, suicide, substance abuse. And so we're seeing all of this ramp up right now. And it's because people they've been, cabin fever.
Mm-hmm.
It's worse because it started in the winter and it continued on through the spring when most people are starting to get out and do things.
Yeah. Yeah. Very sad. I was going to ask how COVID is impacting you and how your group is dealing with that. So a great time to participate in the Taco John's fundraiser. It's always a great time. But if you're swinging by and grabbing some Taco John's, they do a great job of doing local things for our communities here in Fremont County all the time. What do folks need to know with this fundraiser? How can they make a contribution?
Just go to Taco John's. And, I drove through there the other day, and as I was after my orders, they're like, would you like to donate to the Suicide Prevention Task Force? Yes, I would.
Mm-hmm.
I tell them the amount, and they put it on your receipt. They bill it out as part of your order, and it's says charity contribution donation. Yeah. So I mean, you can donate a dollar, anything helps, you know, $5, whatever. It's whatever you can afford to help our efforts. We've got some trainings coming up at the end of June, which one of them is our assist. That one's coming up, and it's a 2-day training, and it is to help people know how to basically as an intervention and get somebody to the help they need and have the skills that if it takes a little bit, that they can handle it. And we have QPR, which is question, persuade, refer.
Mm-hmm.
And I always get the P in the arm and stuff. Like you think I wouldn't, but it's like I've been doing this so long. But and so with that one right now, we had to cancel some of our classes that we were going to do. But we have the opportunity now to do it online. And if somebody's interested, they just need to contact, because there is a fee for that one. And we have only so much money to defer the cost, but we are willing to do that for somebody who wants to learn more about just the basics. Because a lot of people believe, which is, this is a myth, that if you ask somebody if they're suicidal, that you're planting the seed.
Mm.
The seed's already there.
Mm-hmm.
You're basically finding and pulling it out to say, okay, let's look at this. I'm not afraid to ask you, are you thinking about taking your life? There's a lot of different ways to ask it. But, you know, somebody, in the one thing to say is, it's not, are you thinking of hurting yourself? That's not hurting themselves.
Mm-hmm.
That's relieving the pain for some people. And so the question is, are you thinking about taking your life? Are you thinking about, you know, attempting suicide?
Yeah.
And so that way, you know, the person knows you're not afraid to ask that question. But that's what QPR does. And so there's like 2-3 different layers of what we call training for like initial gatekeeping kind of stuff, gatekeeper type stuff. And so those are the ones. And assist is kind of the more advanced. It's for people that really are interested in this. And the piece I wanted to make sure I talked about today is our efforts that we're trying to do right now across the communities, which again, COVID kind of derailed some of our plans in the spring that we had been working on since the winter, which is getting a survivors of suicide loss program.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a support group for families, friends who have lost somebody to suicide. It's for them to have a support group, and it's peer run. And we've been searching for peers in all the communities, trying to find people that are willing to take the assist training and then be in the grassroots for that group in their area. The other group we're wanting, and we are looking again, it's a peer run group, is for attempt survivors. And so both of those groups are really hard to get going for different reasons. Some people don't want to face the loss. And other people don't want to admit that they've attempted. Mm-hmm. And so it's that taboo again. Because there's some people out there, if somebody tells, you know, tries to share their story and they say that they've attempted, then the attitude is, why were you doing that to your family? That, you know, that was selfish, unthoughtful. When in the reality, in their mind, it's to help their family because they feel like they're a burden. And the reality is they're not. Families worry.
Mm-hmm.
And so, which is, you know, why part of my work is doing the Title 25 evaluations and trying to intervene and get that support for the person, whether it's initial hospitalization and then coming back and having a support network and getting the help they need, or working on getting the support in the community immediately and getting things moving at that stage. And so, I mean, our goal is always to try and safety plan and help somebody find the support with their family and friends and community organizations, whether it's us or whether it's Wyoming Counseling or Wind River Family and Community Health, I think, or Wind River Cares, mm-hmm. on the reservation, or, you know, there's Eastern Shoshone. So there's a lot of the different ones that it's like our goal is just to get somebody wrapped up with services.
Yeah.
It's not about, you know, we want the service ourselves. We just want the person to survive.
Absolutely. Yep. So. Yep. I feel like I say things like this at fundraisers all the time, but Taco John's obviously has an enormous crowd. There's a lot of people getting their tacos at lunch and dinner. And if everybody donated a dollar, that's all it takes is if every one of those cars pitched in a dollar, I think you'd meet your goal and get there. So obviously if you can do a couple bucks more, that's great. If it's a dollar, that's fantastic too. You don't have to do a lot to help contribute with this. How much do you rely on this fundraiser? Is there other stuff coming up too that we can help out with?
So we're hoping to be able to if the fall and things go the way they were hoping they go with COVID, we're hoping to get that 5K still to happen this year.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's one of our big awarenesses. We, you know, to get that knowledge out there. And so, and we, you know, some of the running community is huge. And so getting that out there, but what we found over the last few years is that we got a wide variety. We had some people that just wanted to walk it and, you know, and that varying abilities. And so, but the nice thing is it's in Hudson. So it's centrally located mm-hmm. for the majority of our county. And it, that way we're hoping that we can draw people from all over. In the fall, we also come up in November, and this is not a fundraiser, but the Saturday before Thanksgiving is the Survivors of Suicide Loss Day or Survivor Day. And that was named by one of the presidents. And it's a chance for families to come together for support and just be acknowledged. And every year there's a video. So we play the video and then we just kind of talk. And this year we had a, this last year we had a speaker, somebody out of Lander who wrote a book, A Borrowed Address. And it is just an amazing book. And it's her family, her story with her, one of her cousins. So there's a lot. I mean, this this community is so rich with support.
Mm-hmm.
But it's getting it to come together so that everybody can benefit from it. And it's, again, not we don't do a lot of fundraising. That's the thing is we do a lot of activities. And one that through the Arapaho tribe, Elk Sage, puts on healing rides mm-hmm. very frequently. If you just pay, I mean, we have a page. It's the Fremont Community Prevention Task Force, Suicide Prevention Task Force on Facebook. There's also a website, FremontCountyPrevention.com. And so we post a lot of that stuff on those pages and whatnot. And I mean, the Fremont County Prevention one, that's a website. It has a lot of information about all the different prevention programs. But the other one is the task force page. And we post when Elk's getting ready to do a ride. And it's welcome to everybody in the community. It's not something where you have to be tribal mm-hmm. to attend. They, you know, Elk just wants to prevent suicide, and that's his thing. He works out there through White Buffalo, and that's he's been doing this for I don't know how many years, but quite a while.
Yeah, that's great.
So, and Elk does those rides all the time. He does them through the summer months, and I'll have to, I will have to look at the dates. Maybe we can post it somewhere. But he does a ride several times a week in the evenings for kids,
mm-hmm.
and it's just to bring kids, and he gives food and stuff like that. But I know in Riverton one is usually Tuesday evenings. I think Wednesdays is in Ethity, but I'm not 100% on that where it's at. But, you know, they do them up at the casino. But I know right now with COVID that a lot of that's been derailed. So when they start back up, it'll be on our page.
Yeah.
And so I would encourage people. I mean, it's not something where you have to go and where it's a lot of stuff. It, literally with Elk and his evening rides, is that he calls them the horse culture. They just talk. How was your day? My day was good. You know, I'm feeling this way today. And that's it. And they go around and then they interact with the horses.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's not something where you're going there and you have to bare your soul or that where you're going to get a lecture. It's just a place to go and get support.
Sure. That's great. That's wonderful that things like that are happening. Do you need volunteer support? Is there any way if somebody wants to step up and help you out?
We would love more members on the task force. We had our meeting yesterday, and unfortunately, due to the fact that we are right now having to do everything via Zoom,
mm-hmm.
It decreased our attendance. But even at that, our attendance at the task force meetings, which those are open to anybody. You don't have to be a professional. You don't have to have somebody that where you've been touched by suicide in a direct manner. It's just people that want to come together and help reduce that stigma. We're looking at getting local people trained to actually do the QPR and the assist trainings because right now we don't. We had to bring assist trainers from other parts of the state. These are things that we would love to get people trained to do these. And it's like we fund the training. We, you know, and there's just pieces here that we are willing to, you know, foot those, that bill for somebody to get those trainings because it's not... It's one of those things where it's not good that we have to go to outside communities to bring in trainers,
mm-hmm.
which, I mean, Rom Reedy at the state level, he's coming, and Bill Hawley from Buffalo, he's coming. And so we've got two great men in our community, in our state, that are leaders, that are coming to put this training on for us.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, very good. If somebody needs resources, maybe somebody out there listening right now could use a resource. Maybe it's a survivor. Maybe it's somebody who just wants to reach out and talk to somebody in a time of need right now. What do you recommend specifically?
So there's multiple ways to get assistance. You can always call the Fremont Counseling on call lines. You can call the National Suicide Hotline. And I'm going to get all those numbers for you, and I'll say it all again. I wasn't prepared to give you numbers.
Sorry, I put you on the spot.
No, yeah, my favorite and the easiest for our younger folks, and I find this works the best because if somebody doesn't have minutes on their phone, there's a number. It's so simple, 741-741. Mm. It's a texting, and somebody will text with you.
Yeah, I can see that going over well, especially with the younger population, better than maybe the hotline. Yeah.
I mean, if I have a teenager and we're, you know, and they've been struggling, but they don't meet the criteria for going or needing to go to a hospital, we try and help them get those resources. So I'll have them test that right there with me.
Mm-hmm.
I'll have them text it just to get that response and just to say, hey, I was just given this number. I'm testing it. I want to see that it works. Mm-hmm. But the hotline number, so Fremont Counseling's number, I'll give you those first, because we do most of the after hours, all the after hours work in our county, is the Riverton one is 856-7489, and the Lander Fremont Counseling on-call number is 332-4233. Okay. And right now, I guess the other piece to say is right now, Wyoming is working on getting our own local state hotline.
Mm, yeah,
that is similar to the national one. It's something that the Department of Health and WAMSAC and for the prevention partner, we're all trying to get this off the ground. So that way, somebody who calls the suicide prevention hotline doesn't end up having to wait, 15, 20 minutes, and sometimes even an hour to get the response, because those calls that come from our state, they try to route them locally.
Mm-hmm.
If not, then they go to one of the larger call centers in the country. So it may be somebody that is down in, that's over in New York,
uh-huh,
and has no clue what we do here and how our community is and what our life is like. And so it's helpful for us to have that in our county, in our state.
Yeah, absolutely.
And so,
I would imagine.
In our county, Fremont Counseling answers all of the calls after hours. I know Wind River Cares during the day takes care of emergencies with them, and as does IHS. Mm-hmm. But if it's after hours, we go out. We go out all hours, day and night. We answer the phone. If it's just somebody needing to talk, we'll talk to you, about a half hour, just to kind of, help get you some skills, and just kind of remind you of your coping skills to do them, to take advantage of those. But we have to limit it because we're only one person per town.
Yeah.
And so we can't, have somebody not able. So it's not for counseling. It's for crisis intervention at night. But the national prevention line is 1-800-273-8255.
Cool.
And so please feel free, any one of those numbers. If you're needing help right now during COVID, call our office and a counselor will be, whoever's on call, will reach out to you within 15, 20 minutes. And they'll call you or do Zoom if that's something you're capable of doing so that you can, it's a little more personal than, mm-hmm, just over a phone. But we're working on getting our office open. I know all of the county, all of the doctor's offices and buildings and things as the governor reduces the restrictions. We're all working on how to reintegrate back to the way things were.
Yeah.
And getting things back to face-to-face. And so, because that's critical, because that's part of the problem right now, is the lack of people being able to get out and, mm-hmm, connect with others. Because, I talked to somebody last night over Zoom, and she's like, oh, yeah, I don't go out except for dark 30, go to Walmart, get what I need, and go back home. She's like, I don't go anywhere. For somebody who has depression or severe anxiety or is in a home where there's domestic violence, that's the worst thing for them.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, some people are like, you know, there's the jokes and the memes on Facebook. I've been training for this all my life, you know, to stay home and not see anybody.
Sure.
But the Friday night cruise, you know, I haven't, you know, I live out of town. So I, you know, typically when I get home, I don't come back into town for it. But Tana's like, you've got to check that out. It is so neat. She's like, all lanes just completely packed. And she's like, it's a way for us to see each other, but in a safer manner. And it's just things to, you know, looking for ways to get out of the house, but doing it safely.
Yeah.
You know, wearing that mask if, you know, if you have, if you're more prone to respiratory disorders, things like that, you know, wearing the gloves. But remembering that the gloves in stores, it's the cross-contamination. So those are all the public health things. That's not my concern. But my concern is just do what you feel you need to do to protect yourself during COVID right now to be able to go out safely.
Mm-hmm.
Because isolating at home is not healthy for a lot of people, even if it's just walking the bike trail.
Yeah.
Just, you know, whatever, just getting out, walking the sinks, you know, to the falls. You're not, you know, you're going to be in fresh air. You're going to be in sun.
Mm-hmm.
And right now, this time of the year, it's, you know, I'm glad that summer's getting here and people can get out and do more activities.
Yeah. I guess if there's a silver lining, it's happening now when we're able to get out of the house and it's not miserably cold or anything. It's amazing how much better I feel if I take a walk around the neighborhood or anything to get out of the house and get moving a little bit. All right. I think I've taken a lot of your time. I hope everybody gets to Taco John's and makes a donation.
Yes.
Where else can we find you if folks can maybe donate later or want more resources? I know you mentioned the Facebook page. Anywhere else?
We do have a P.O. box, and we do have a bank account, of course, you know, for funds. We are finalizing what we need to do to become a 501c3.
Cool.
And that part of that was getting the board and getting everything registered. So we're finalizing that. If you go to the Fremont County Prevention page on the web, that will have a lot of stuff on how to connect with people. But I'm going to go ahead and put out the address. And I do want to inform people of another thing, because there is a program that was started by a family, and where if somebody completes suicide and there's a mess to be cleaned up, that there is Aaron Ivey through the coroner's office goes and does that. And we have through the task force an account that's called the Family Assistance Fund. And we pay to have that done.
Mm-hmm.
She goes in and does it. We pay for everything. And it takes that off the family, you know, because it's not always clean.
Yeah.
And so that's one less thing that the family has to worry about is, you know, if their family member, if they've lost somebody, that they don't have to be the one to clean and take care of that. And so, but I mean, honestly, if somebody put on it to the Fremont County Suicide Prevention and sent it to, you know, Fremont Counseling or sent it to Public Health, that we would get it to the correct place. Because both those locations, we have people that, I mean, I'm on the board and I work at Fremont Counseling, so I would get the check to our treasurer and to get it into our account.
Yeah.
And I know it's at First Interstate. So I think that would be something that if people walked into First Interstate or, you know, went through the drive-thru and said they wanted to, you know, give money for that, I would hope they wouldn't say no. I'd hope they just would say, okay, we can do that. But
right. Anything else we need to know before I let you get out of here?
No, Taco John's, it's only through the end of May.
Okay.
So get out, please go support them. Because I will tell you, Taco John's does these fundraisers almost on a monthly basis where they collect for local, you know, nonprofits or prevention programs or, you know, just different programs in our county. I know they, with the different groups that I'm involved with, they do something for each of them. And it's crucial for us being able to stay open, because I'm pretty much at this point, the majority of all of the big events that happen have been canceled that are the fundraisers for all the organizations. And so I guess I'm actually going to plug that is, you know, even if it's just a couple bucks, if Taco John's is doing a fundraiser or if you hear of somebody else, I know that some of the groups are going to be doing some of the auctions on Facebook with things they have, that, you know, those that money, it goes to whatever that organization is working for. We don't send the money anywhere else. We don't use it to fund anything because we, you know, we're, most of us are nonprofits with a lot of volunteers.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that, you know, a lot of us that are on the task force and the board, we are involved in other aspects in the community, but we don't receive any money to do this. Today's my day off.
Yeah.
And I'm here because this is important for our community. And I guess that would be what I would say is just, you know, be aware of that. That is different places do these fundraisers because there's different ones that will do these fundraisers, but nobody's donating this year.
Mm-hmm.
None of the big sponsors. Getting stuff from our local mom and pop shops, they can't afford it.
Yep.
We can't put all of this on them, which, you know, typically they're very giving. But this year is a very unique year in that I've heard pretty much almost all the fall major fundraisers, the majority of them have been canceled.
Mm-hmm.
I know the one for the domestic violence has. Ours has been canceled for our October at this point in time, just because there's nobody out there to really do the big chunk that helps put it on.
Yeah.
And so just be aware. Make a donation. Pick your cause. Any one of them is great. Suicide prevention, domestic violence, hospice, you know, I'm not on their board, but, you know, I plug them anyways because
sure.
They all need the money.
Sure. Yeah, great point.
I better say pause too or I'll be in trouble.
Yeah, absolutely. We talk a lot about supporting local businesses during this time and these local organizations, the nonprofits, the charities around town certainly deserve your support and your thought as well during this time because basically across the board, everybody is hurting at least a little bit because of COVID-19 this year. So appreciate that. Appreciate all you're doing for the community. Again, go take advantage of this Taco John's fundraiser throughout the month of May. If you're Friday night cruising tonight, pick up some dinner beforehand and donate a couple of bucks there if you've got it. All right. I appreciate your time. Thanks for hanging out with us, and hopefully we get the chance to do it again soon.
Oh, absolutely. I'm involved with a lot of people, so I just, you know, I feel passionate about these things, and I really want to see our community thrive.
Yeah, well said. All right. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
The County 10 Podcast is recorded in the 10Cast studio, powered by Porters. It's produced and hosted by Jared Anderson. Special thanks to Bells and Bows Clothing Boutique, the Shoshone Rose Hotel and Casino, the Wyoming Department of Transportation, Elevate Rehab, and Rendezvous Dental. Follow 10Cast on Facebook and Twitter. For more podcasts, events, and Fremont County news, visit county10.com.